as always on Friday, to the youth sports subject and something that just happened actually just a few days ago earlier in the week when the father of a player who was not happy with his 7-year-old not playing enough pulls a gun on the coach. And we're joined by a man who's been featured on ESPN and on a number of other national programs talking about youth sports and the craziness that takes place, Dr. Andrew Jacobs. Andy, how are you?
I'm great, Nick. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Well, tell me about this story. The one I've been reading about is Wayne Durkach, 40
right.
years old, was arguing with a coach Sunday during a game of 6- and 7-year-olds when he drew a gun because he was unhappy his son wasn't getting enough playing time. What does that say?
Well, and here's the other thing. It also said that a referee who allegedly threw a punch at a man was also arrested on assault charges, but it was not clear if they were related. And that was at the same venue. You know, we've got these situations going on where parents are getting out of control. Recently, two soccer moms got into a fight in West Virginia that resulted in one woman being arrested and charged with misdemeanor battery, which could land her behind bars. The altercation occurred during a game involving 4-year-olds. And it also allegedly included the woman punching a volunteer coach in the head because other boys were pushing her son around on the soccer field. You know, we've got a problem, I think, in the sense that it's out of control. You know, we've talked about this in this show for months. Parents and coaches today need to be educated. And most of these problems could be eliminated if we require people to go through a training program. And it's ridiculous we even have to talk about this. But the fact is, we've got enough of these situations going on around this country that parents and coaches need to be educated on what's appropriate and what isn't appropriate behavior at a youth sporting event.
Well, is it not just education? I mean, some people, it doesn't matter how much education you give certain criminals, they're going to be serial killers. It doesn't matter sometimes. I hate to be pessimistic because I'm not normally on the show, but some parents in the moment are just going to lose it, especially when it comes down to protecting their kid and their kid's, you know, self-esteem, especially when they're distracted by a tough thing, situation at home, by a tough job situation. What may have happened is we're driving to the stadium itself, to the field. So how do you protect against those people that really can't be coached or educated?
Well, that's a societal issue. Of course, that's why there are people like me around. There's the reason we have psychologists and therapists, is to help people deal with their anger, help people deal with their frustrations, help people deal with their anxiety and stressors, and find appropriate ways to handle it. Most of us know how to handle ourselves in an appropriate way in public as well as in private. But there's a percentage of people, and you just hit it on the head. It could be youth sport coaches. It could be doctors. It could be radio talk show hosts. It could be attorneys. It could be anybody. It could be a janitor. It can be a teacher. People, there's always going to be a proportion of people who are out of control. And those are the people, I think, we need to have a plan to handle these people. I mean, this fellow, Wayne Durkach, 40 years old, arguing with the coach Sunday morning during a game of 6- and 7-year-olds in Northeast Philadelphia, pulls out a gun. Well, probably this is why the coaches need to be better educated to start to recognize people who start to get out of control. Obviously, something was going on. Why was he arguing with the coach? His son wasn't getting enough playing time. Well, the coach probably could have found a way to say, listen, Wayne, we can talk about this after the game. This isn't the appropriate time to talk about it. And that's where at the beginning of the season, Nick, we've talked about this many times. You have a preseason meeting as a coach, and you set up guidelines. You set up guidelines on what you're going to allow and not allow during the course of the game. A lot of coaches don't let parents talk to them during games because they don't want to have a situation like this develop.
We've talked about that before the season, and for those of you that are listening that are not participating in a league that has some sort of meeting where you are brought under the fold of certain expectations, whether it's signing a contract or not, you are put through a half hour, an hour, watching a video, understanding what the role of the parent is. For those of you that haven't, what about also in season? The season's begun. You joined late. You didn't participate. They didn't have it. What are the things that happen during the season? Should there be a mid-season meeting of the coach with the parents away from the players?
I think, I'll tell you what, Nick, here's what I think. I think there needs to be a guideline set up at the beginning of the season where the coach says, look, here's what's appropriate, here isn't, and here's what's not appropriate. If these things continue, I'll probably have to meet with either any of you individually or all of us as a team to get together, quite frankly, and just discuss these things. I don't think there's anything wrong in the middle of the season, whether your team is 10-0 or 0-10, having another meeting with the parents and just say, let's just talk about where we're at, how things have gone, how you're all feeling about things, what you feel is appropriate, what isn't appropriate. I don't think there's anything wrong in doing something like that partway into the season.